we're talking about getting into the frequency, getting into God's frequency. How many know if you have a AM channel you're trying to find and you're on the FM frequency, you're going to be looking all day, you're not going to find it. Come on, y'all here today? Listen to me. That's where most people are. Most people. And many people, even in the kingdom of God, most Christians, many Christians, I'll say it like that, they are looking for love in all the wrong places. They're looking, it's you know what, that famous theologian Mick Jagger, he said it a long time ago. He said, you know what, I can't get any satisfaction. Can I tell you why he said I can't get any satisfaction? It wasn't because he wasn't trying. From the heart, the mouth speaks. He said, I'm trying. I try. I what? I try. Is that what he said? It wasn't because he wasn't trying. But after he tries and tries and tries, what does he come up with? He says, I can't get no. No, no. No. Hey. See, I mean, he is adamant. I can't get no satisfaction. I'm trying. Why? Because, and you're not going to find, listen, you're not going to find peace and joy and comfort and all the blessings that come with God, you know what, if you're not on his frequency. Does this make sense? It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. And so you're going to miss it. And if you miss it, you're going to be in trouble. Because, let me tell you what, because you are responsible, listen to me, to be in the right frequency. Bible says, my sheep hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice. Do you understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. So, how do we get into God's frequency? Well, what did I teach you last week? What is one of the ways that you're going to get into God's frequency? Get on over to that right station. How are you going to do it? Come on, how many were here last week? Yeah, you're going to be obedient. Obedience, when you will do what God asks you to do, it's going to pull you right over into this frequency, into the God frequency where there's all these blessings going to be. Joy, peace, comfort. Amen. I must say this. What I want you to do is pay close attention, because I don't want to preach this series and you not know how to get over here. So everybody say, the number one way. Everybody say this. The number one way is be obedient. Number one. Number two, the second way you're going to pull you over, suck you over to this place of obedience, or a place of blessings, place of God's frequency is this. Listen to me. You're going to start to praise God. Now, I'm going to talk about praising God. I'm going to teach you some things from the Word of God, but I want you to understand this. Remember last week, you know what? I talked about this pulling. How many ever felt the pulling back and forth? And you feel like, man, I know what I want to do, but that what I do, I don't do. Okay. Well, the example that I gave last week is there's this tug that we have, but the demonic realm cannot pull you in, and God will not pull you in. So it's up to you which one you're going to grab a hold of and which one you're going to let go of. Does that make sense? But I want to teach you something, because you can't, the Bible says, you can't serve two masters. This is something we really need to understand, because in our compromised, watered down Christianity, Paul says there's a gospel that's been preached to you and it's perverted. It's a false gospel. There's been a gospel that's been taught to us in our society, in our Christian society in 2000, you know what, and 19. And it's this thought, well, you know what, God is a God of love, so you can have one foot in and one foot out. Listen, this has been taught a long time. I remember when I was a kid growing up in the Baptist church, and the youth leader taught us on a chalkboard. He had, you know what, two chairs. And he said, you know what, you can make God your Savior, but I would prefer if you would make him your Lord.
Oh, come on, amen. Come
on. No, don't say amen to that. You think you can make God your Savior and then not do what he asked you to do? Oh, that's a good question, is it not? I'm not talking about being perfect in one day. How many, when you got saved, you had some things fell off you right away? How many like those things? How many know that was good? How many have some stuff and you got saved, and then there was some stuff and you looked, you're like, man, why are you still right behind me? How many know what I'm talking about? I'm not talking about you get perfect in one day, but I'm talking about you have a desire to please God. And I say it like this. Listen, you might not be perfect today, but you better be more perfect than you were 3 years ago. Does that make sense? It's called sanctification. But there's this mentality that's crept into the church, and it's like, oh, I'm good, I'm saved, I got all kinds of stuff going on, but I'm still saved. I made Jesus my Savior. But he's not your Lord. There's no such thing in the Bible. He is your Lord and your Savior. Is that not right? See, because you can't serve two masters. You're going to love the one and despise the other, or despise the one and, you know what, love the other. One of the two. And if you love God, you're going to have a desire to do what he tells you to do. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So the desire that we need is to get into his frequency, because his frequency is going to give us these blessings. You can't straddle the fence. And so what you can't be is you can't be a praiser and a complainer. Amen. Well, where does it say that? James says that. He says, out of your mouth shouldn't come both blessings and cursings. He said, no. It shouldn't be like that. You're a Christian. From your mouth should just come blessings and blessings. See? And so when you're praising God, you're going to pull yourself over to this frequency of blessings. When you're complaining, you're going to pull yourself over to this atmosphere of death, depression, sickness, disease, lack. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So where are you going to be? See, our what I taught you already during the worship is, you know what, our battle, you know what, our warfare is to give God praise. Listen to me. The music carries a spirit, but I think it's a better way to say it like this. Music attracts spirits. Oh, don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. Pastor, no, don't start messing with my music, because what I got a whole groove. I like to listen to the, you know, this groove, and I like listening to it. You know what I mean? Amen. You know, country lovers, don't be upset with me. But you know what happens when you play the country music backwards? You know what? The guy stops drinking. You know what? His wife and dog come back to him. Is that not right? He said, Pastor, what, you going to rip on country? I ain't going to rip on country. There's some country music. If they're talking about Jesus, I love it. Amen. But there's some country music. Oh, my goodness. Turn it off. You know what? You know, Santa Claus came, and you know what? But he didn't have no presents. And you know what? The dog bit him in the butt. And you know what? And hello? Come on. Don't shout me down. It's like, that's so depressing. Turn it off. And what that music is doing, and particularly those words, they're attracting the wrong spirit. Amen. So why are you ripping on country music? I can rip on any music. You know what I mean? There's some rock and roll songs that, you know, you have no business listening to. Why? Because they're speaking death and disease and just trash. You know what? Unfaithfulness. You know what? You know, sexuality, not a sexuality that's pure with your wife. You know what? No. It's like, hey, you know what? You know, love the one you're with. You know what? Right? Is that not right? Do, 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 do. Right? Love the one you're with. Are you kidding me? Amen? How many know there's some hip hop? Oh my goodness. It's so trashy. And it's attracting. You know what? I heard a pastor friend, and he said he listened to a documentary, and the documentary said that in a lot of these gangs, before they were going to go out and kill someone, you know what, they start turning on this, you know what, this crazy, evil, hip-hop, rap, trash. And listen, and what are they doing? They're getting revved up. Why? Because that attracts the spirit, an evil spirit. Amen. And why does Satan do this? Because he's a deceiver. Understand, you know what? You know that song. I mean, that is a good song. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about? That song's probably too old for most of you. I'm telling you what, it is a good song. You know what I mean? Amen. You know what? I mean, just, you know what? And what's it doing? It's sucking you in to, why? Because the Bible says that if you're a son of man, then you have dominion on this earth. Amen. Well, what does Satan need? Satan needs you. What does he need? Somebody tell me what Satan needs. Yeah, he needs you. What does he need particularly? What part of your body does he particularly want and need? I hear it. Heart, mind, life. I don't hear it. That's what he wants, man. That's what he wants. You know what? He wants you to start singing that jive. You know what I mean? Right? Why? Because you have dominion on this earth. And so what he wants you to do is get... love the one you're with. And now you're on a business trip. You know what? You know what? And you're just, you're, and you know what? And some, you know, some, hey. And that that came out of your mouth, you know what? Was a curse. And you cursed your life. And the Bible says that your life is, your course of your life is set. Do you know what it's set by? Your tongue, man. It's set. That's what James says. Then the Bible says, by your words, you're justified. And by your words, you're what? Condemned. Amen. And so you start saying this stuff. You start believing this stuff. I can't tell you how many women, you know, had told me, I don't know, man. I just fell in love like that. That as soon as I saw him, I knew, man. Where'd that come from? Where'd that come from? Where'd that trash come from? You know where it came from. It only takes a minute, girl, to fall in love. Fall in love. That's how it was, man. You're condemned. How many know what I'm talking about? Hey, can I connect the dots? Because we got to connect the dots and say, that's what's going on. Amen. Psalms 30. Starting with verse 1, I exalt you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up. I have not yet let my foes rejoice over me. This is talking about, you know what, how many know we're all in a battle? Next verse, O Lord, my God, I cried out to you and you healed me. Oh, amen. Oh, Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave. You have kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Can somebody say amen to this? Oh, hallelujah. This is a, notice what this is. What is this? Come on. Somebody help me out. What is this? Yeah, man. This is a song. Look at this next verse. Sing praise to the Lord, O saints of his, and give him thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. Next verse. For his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for life. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes what? In the morning. Amen. Now, guys in the back, we're going to go back to this, but go to us. Oh, man. Well, I'll just quote it to you. Psalm 20, David's like, God, where are you? I don't know. You're far from me. What's going on? How come he says that in Psalm 20 and he's saying a different song in Psalm 30? Well, how come your life is so bad when you start complaining? What you're doing is you're attracting the wrong spirits. Those spirits create an atmosphere. I mean, listen, when I went into Albertsons, it was a stronghold, an atmosphere of depression. How in the world are you depressed? You're in air conditioned. You know what? I mean, are you kidding me? You know what? The low price leader. I used to mess with those people so bad at Albertsons. I'd say, you know what? We are the big A. They used to put me at Quick Check. Quick Check was the worst, you know what I mean? But Quick Check was check stand one. So I would get my register, you know, because they give you the register in the office. And I used to go by check stand 9, check stand 8, check stand 7, check stand 6, and all the checkers were there. And I would have it here, and I'd go, that's right. I'm going down to check stand 1 because I'm the number 1. That's right. That's right, Jackson. What are you doing, man? I got the atmosphere of praise. I got the atmosphere of praise. Everybody else, oh, I got Quick Check today. How in the world? Well, so what? You're still making a good salary, amen? They're still paying you some good money. You're still in air conditioning. You can still take a break and get some, you know what, powdered donuts and chocolate milk. What you whining about? Amen. What's David doing? You know what? He's singing the wrong song. But how many know by the time he gets to Psalm 30, he's changed his song? Are you catching this? Listen, I don't mean this to be for couples purposefully, but if you are married, you particularly need to listen to what I'm preaching to you today. There is this, the Bible says that, you know what, for his anger is for a moment. Let me tell you what goes on in our life. We are around people. Particularly if you're married, because you're around that married person a lot, and they're broken. You ever been at Dodger Stadium, and somebody hits a home run, and you're like, yeah, until the person next to you says, yeah, but they got beer, and now half of their beer is on you. And all of a sudden you're happy, but now all of a sudden you're not happy. Listen, when you're around broken people, you're going to get some beer on you. And when you get married, you're around broken person. But what happens, listen to me very carefully, what happens in the course of time, one of the reasons why your marriage is so... See, listen to me. If the shoe fits, wear it. If your marriage is going good, then praise God. Recognize to the degree that it's good is the degree that you're doing what I'm telling you to do. But your marriage is jacked up because you don't have a short memory, you have a long memory. Amen? You got a long memory. See, God's not that way. And the truth is, it's his anger's for a moment. It's hard to teach this because we think so linear. We think so beginning, middle, end. But God, he doesn't really think linear. So, but the author is writing it to, he's a person, he's writing it to people. So he communicates this way, God's anger's for a moment. It would be better understood that God hates sin. Say it that way. That would be a better understanding. He understands your sin. He saw your sin. Say it like that. But he doesn't sweat your sin. Amen? And what happens in marriages many times is their spouse spills beer on them, and that's irritating. Well, see, what you need to do is not let the sun set on your anger. The Bible says that love doesn't keep record of wrongs. So what you do, because let me tell you what, murmuring, complaining, bitterness will cause death and destruction in anything. But it certainly happens in marriages all the time. Praise creates mercy. I'm going to say this again. Praise creates mercy. Remembering produces bitterness and produces vengeance. You know, speaking of the Stones, remember this song? Under my thumb. Right? And in the course of a marriage, you feel like at some point in time, you know what, you have your spouse, you know what, they did something and you can get them. Because now they're under your thumb. Well, listen to me very carefully. You need to be careful. Because the Bible says how you measure it out, that's how it's going to be measured back to you. So listen to me. When you start measuring out like this, when you start measuring it out like this, that, you know what, they did something to you and you are going to make them pay for it, you are in a bad position. Follow me. Because when you measure it that way, that's how it's going to be measured back to you by God. And you got a lot more jacked up stuff. How many know your spouse's list towards you ain't nothing compared to your junk towards God? But if you play it that way, I'm just telling you what, you're in a bad position. Vengeance is not yours, saith the Lord. It is not your position. It is not your position to have a condescension towards your husband or towards your wife. It's not your position to have a condescension towards your unrighteous, you know what, boss or the unrighteous world. Who are we to have a condescension towards the world? Did not Jesus die for them just like he died for you? Amen. You should have nothing for your spouse but mercy. And what's going to call you into mercy? You know what's going to call you into mercy? Praise. Praise is going to call you into mercy. Amen. Are you learning something? Isaiah 62, verse 10. Go through the gates. Say, go through the gates. Prepare the way for the people. You got to stay with me in this. We are responsible. How many know Jesus doesn't live here anymore? How many know Jesus doesn't live here anymore? He's at the right hand of the Father. Now we understand that Jesus lives in our hearts. We understand that. But Jesus isn't here. He left. And he's not his responsibility, our responsibility. He did his thing. He said it's finished. His responsibility was to go to the cross and to die for everyone's sin. Now our responsibility is to preach the gospel to all creations. That's what this is talking about. Go through the gates. Prepare the way for the people. Build up. Next verse. Build up the highway. Somebody say, build up the highway. What's a highway? A highway is a big street that a lot of people can get on easily. That's what a highway is. Take out the stones, lift up the banner. For who? For the people. Go back to verse 9. Go back to verse 9. Go through the gates. What are the gates? See, sometimes we read stuff, we're like, I go through the gates. What are the gates? Well, look at Isaiah 60 and look at verse 18. Isaiah 60, verse 18. Look what it says. Violence shall no longer be heard in your land, whether wasting nor destruction within your borders. You shall call your walls salvation and your gates. What? Your gates. What are the gates? The gates are the praise. You are to prepare, listen to me, you are to prepare the way for people to come into the kingdom of God through your praise. How did I do that? How did I prepare a way for Tamara to get saved? How did she get on that highway? You know what? How did she do that? She did that by me preparing the way for her through the gates. Amen. What are the gates? The gates were my praise. You know, nobody else was impressive at Albertsons. Ooh, I get so impressed. They complain all the time about nothing. How many know that? That doesn't help anybody. You're not preparing the way for anyone. You're just gumming it up. You're part of the wrong team. Get over to God's frequency. What's God's frequency? Praise. Amen. Watch this. Let me show you something else. Matthew, do I want to go to Matthew first? No, I want to go to Psalm 23:3. But you are holy, enthroned. But you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. Actually, I want to go somewhere else. Let me go to Psalm 8, verse 2. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants have you ordained strength. Somebody say ordained strength. Watch this. Because of your enemies, that you might silence the enemy and the avenger. How many know one of the ways you're going to silence the enemy and avenger is by getting them saved? Bringing them into the kingdom of God. You're going to silence that. How many in this room were part of the problem back in the day? Amen? You were on the wrong team back in the day. But how many know how you got silenced? You got silenced because you switched teams. Amen? Hallelujah. Watch this. Then Jesus, notice this, Jesus quotes this verse. Look at Matthew 21:16. Look what it says. Out of the mouths of babes and nurses. No. Matthew 21. Where do I want to go first? Oh, yeah, 21:16. Watch this. And he said to him, do you not hear that these are saying? And Jesus said to him, have you never read? Now, he says this. Oh, I'm getting ahead of myself. Have you ever read? Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have what? Oh, well, I guess Jesus, you know, didn't quote it right. How many think Jesus didn't quote it right? No. He's giving us insight of what it said in Psalms. He's giving us insight of what it says in Psalms. And what he's saying is, let me tell you how you become victorious. You become victorious through this perfected praise. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Now watch this, because something that is powerful becomes explosive when you put it back in context. Do you know what context he's saying this from? Look at, stay right there. Look at verse 14. Then the blind, now let me remind you. Music, particularly with words, attracts spirits. Amen. Praise attracts the Holy Spirit or the superior spirit. Amen. Watch this. Then the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he what? And he healed them. Some of them? All the ones that came. Amen. But when the chief priests and scribes saw the what? Wonderful things that he did, and the children crying out in the temple saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Watch this. Why are they crying out, Hosanna to the Son of David? Why are they saying that? Here's why they're saying the Son of David. Because David was the man. When David was in charge, you know what? You gonna mess with Israel? We're going to jack you up. I'm serious. When David was king, nobody messed with Israel. And if they messed with Israel, he'd mess with them. And the Israelites knew it, and they exalted David. Now they're seeing Jesus do these amazing things, and they're saying, oh my goodness, this is the Son of David. Are you catching this? Now watch this. And what were they about? What were these people concerning all this wonderful stuff going on? What were they? They were indignant. It ticked them off. It ticked them off. And in response, Jesus says this. Watch this. In response, he says this. And he said to him, do you hear what these are saying? And Jesus said to them, yes. Have you never read? Yeah, I hear what they're saying. Have you never read? Watch this. Out of the mouths of babes and nursing infants, you have perfected praise. Listen. These people are coming to him, and they're praising him, and they're exalting him, and because of that, supernatural is taking place in their life. And these religious people, they don't appreciate it. He's saying, wait a minute, haven't you read? Let me tell you what's going on. Let me tell you what's going on. These people are giving praise to the real God, and I'm the real God. And when that happens, let me tell you what happens. There's this perfection taking place. And all these supernatural things are going to take place. Can I tell you what? It's time for us to recognize what we can perform, what we can do in our lives. It's time for us to recognize we are life changers. I love Gregory Dickow's name of his church. He named his church Life Changers. I love that. You're life changers. But let me cut to the chase. Let me tell you what. But you're not going to change anything complaining, you know what, being upset, being depressed, noticing what's wrong, you know what, in your spouse, in your life, in your church. You know, we've created, listen, if you got something negative to say, don't say it about this church. Amen? Amen. Am I smiling? I'm serious. If you don't like the shirt that I wear, you know what? Keep it to yourself. Amen? I'm serious. Because we have created, you know what, over a period of 20 years, Tamara and I have created an atmosphere that we say, let me tell you what, negativity, bitterness, junk, you know what, hey, enough. Listen, if you got something to say, that's fine. You can say it. We're open to somebody telling us something. But make sure, you know what, you come with the attitude to get something done. Amen? And don't come with a condescending attitude thinking, you know what, I know how to fix this problem. You want to come with a humble attitude? That's a whole different subject. I'll listen to you all day long if you want to be part of the solution. But don't come with an arrogance that says, my part of the solution, I'm going to tell you what is the answer. And if you don't do it, then you know what? Oh, where are you? What is that? What's that? That's not part of the solution. Amen. The Spirit of God is a humble spirit. The Spirit of God is a spirit of praise, where you worshiping, you exalt God. And what will happen out of that is all kinds of blessings are going to come. Tamara and I recognize we are far from perfect. We recognize we you know what? We need all kinds of help. But we have to understand how we're going to get into how we're going to how you we need to understand you need to understand how you're going to move into this victorious Christian life that God has for us. Well, it's perfected in praise. Have you not read? Did you understand how it happened? It happens as we start to perfect praise. Amen. I have a list of songs. I'm going to sing them all to you right now. You ready? See, you tell me this. Whatever situation in your life is, and you might not know these songs. My dad was a pastor, so I got a big variety of songs. You know what I mean? You might not know these songs. I don't really care if you know these songs. I don't even care if you don't like these songs. What I'm saying is, watch this. How in the world, if you'll do what I've done in my life, and start to just sing songs of praise. Spirit of the living God. Do you know this one? Fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God. Fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me. Fill me, use me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Now, let me tell you what. Well, Pastor, what's going on? We are getting into the frequency of God. See what I did? I just pulled you all into the frequency of God. Exalt, thank you, I will. Exalt the Lord our God. Exalt the Lord our God. And worship at his footstool. Worship at his footstool. Holy is he, holy is he. What do you think is going to happen in your house? You stop complaining about how hot it is, and you start put that in your mouth. And you're going to do that to yourself. You're going to pull yourself right in, and you're going to pull all kind of people in with you. And if they don't come with you, you don't care. You don't have contempt for them. You just have compassion for them. How many hear what I'm saying? Thou, O Lord, art a shield about me. You're my glory. You're the lifter of my head. Thou, oh Lord. Yeah. But I just got a demotion on work. Thou, oh Lord. But I just got a bad report from the doctor. Or a shield about me. You're my glory. You're the lifter of my head. Hallelujah. 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 You're the lifter of my head. Doing, man. I'm pulling. I'm over here, man. I'm gonna sing. I'm gonna shout. I'm gonna sing. I'm gonna shout. Praise the Lord. When the gates are open wide, I'm gonna be sitting by Jesus' side. I'm gonna sing. I'm gonna shout. Praise the Lord. I'm gonna sing. I'm gonna shout. I'm gonna sing. I'm gonna shout. Praise the Lord. When the gates are open wide, I'm going to be sitting by Jesus' side. I'm going to sing, I'm going to shout, praise the Lord. Are you feeling me? Is somebody feeling me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, brother, I'm going to keep on coming. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the blind, makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets the captives free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up, oh well. Now, what am I doing? Spring up, oh well. I'm speaking to myself. Spring up, oh well, that's in my soul. Pastor, but what if you can't hit the note? Oh, praise the Lord. It don't make any difference. I can't hit the note. I can hit the note. God says he loves it. Amen. See, in the spiritual realm, it don't make any difference how good you can sing or how good you can't sing. The praises of God, when you sing them, they're a sweet aroma. Amen. Spring up, oh well, that's in my soul. Oh, spring up, oh well. Listen, that makes me whole, spring up, oh well. Are you catching this?
I'll go old school.
I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story because I know 'tis true. Listen to me. It satisfies my longing like nothing else can do. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love. Now listen to me. I don't know if that's your favorite song. I don't even know if you know any of these songs. Here's what I know. I know you have a whole song list of yourself. And the truth is, I've gone beyond my time. I could just keep on going and going. We sing, yes, oh Lord, to your will and to your ways. I say yes, Lord, yes. I could just keep on going and going and going and going. And as I'm going, you know what? I'm producing something in my life that is going to produce a wholeness in my life, and it's going to overflow to all kind of people in my life. See, and I can't do that and complain about the heat. I can't do that and complain about, you know what, my basement flooding twice in 1.5 weeks. I'll get to that maybe in the second service. See, I'm too busy in, I mean, what a mess. What a. No, who's got time for that? Amen? Nobody got time for that. What am I going to do? Let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get a bucket. I'm going to get a mop. And I'm going to get God's praise. And I'm going to go down there to the basement and clean it up. Amen. But I am not going to let no devil from hell terrorize me and tell me the best days of my life are not in front of me, because I'm not going to let it do it. And I'm going to preach to you and tell you, if you get your praise on, the same thing will happen to you. Amen. 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 How many glad you came today? I said, how many glad you came today? Bless the Lord. I say the last, my best for last. Oh, my soul, and know that is within me. Bless his holy name. What am I doing? I'm testifying about God. For he has done great things. For he has done great things. For he has done great things. Bless his holy name. Now, what do you think I'm going to say after that? Bless the Lord, oh my soul. I'm going to go right back, and I'm telling you what, flood or no flood, you are so into the blessings of God that God will turn around anything for your favor. I'm telling you what, it'll change everything in your life. Amen. All right, now I got to stop. Okay, one more. No, not one more. That's all. Okay, let me say this. If you say, Pastor, I want to come into the kingdom of God. I'm not a Christian. I'm not even sure I'm a Christian. With every head bowed and every eyes closed, if you want to accept Jesus in your life, I want you to raise your hand. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Say this with me. Jesus, come into my life. Change me from the inside out. Thank you for taking all my sin. You are my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' name I pray. Now, one more thing before we stop. If you say, Pastor, God has spoken to me. I feel convicted in a big way, in a little way, in any way. I want you to raise your hand. I want us to not just leave not having said, I heard God speak to me. There's something very special about saying, no, no, no. I need to repent. There's some stuff I need to correct. And you say, yeah, but it's just marginal. Well, so what? You know, like anybody cares as far as judging you. We don't care that your hands are up. My hand's up. There's marginal stuff that's going on in my life. But I want to hear God today, and I want to say, no, this is a message that I heard from God. Say, God, I repent for any complaining, any bitterness, any judgment that I've made on others, even wrong judgments towards myself. I want to be a praiser. I want to be a life changer. I want to change the atmosphere that others would come into the kingdom. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen.